An electric car maker, Lordstown Motors, is on the brink. The company's stock slipped nearly 20% after two top executives resigned on Monday. The company said last week it would go out of business after ethics concerns and ongoing safety problems with its electric pickup, the Endurance. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
How are you?
I am well. So Lordstown Motors is a startup trying to build electric pickup trucks at a former GM assembly plant in Ohio. Can you tell us more about what led to the CEO and CFO to resign?
Well, they can't do it. It's electric. No, I just always wanted to say that. I think, Tanya, the obfuscation here is the alarming part. This is what the press release says. Quote, Lordstown Motors announces leadership transition. And there's quick mention of the CEO and CFO resigning, a quick thank you from a board member, and then talk of, quote, transition to the commercial stage of our business. Of course, this was simultaneous to an internal investigation that, quote, identified issues regarding the accuracy of certain statements regarding the company's pre-orders. And you put it all together, Tanya, and the company and the stock are hemorrhaging cred.
Okay, say more about this, because Lordstown was under investigation for misleading investors. They're accused of using fake orders to prop up the Endurance. Explain a little bit more what they're accused of.
Yeah, leading the inquisition is Hindenburg Research, which in the spring it issued a report titled The Lordstown Motors Mirage, Fake Orders, Undisclosed Production Hurdles, and a Prototype Inferno. And I'm quoting from the report, Lordstown with no revenue and no sellable product, they believe, has misled investors on both its demand and production capabilities. It alleges further that the company's orders are largely fictitious and used as a prop to raise capital and confer legitimacy. And as Lordstown has had to trim expectations and concede, in this case, reporting issues, these skeptical reports, they win more adherence. And so the stock is now at a third of where it traded in February.
Lordstown isn't the first electric car company to face these kinds of issues. There are two others as well, where their CEOs have recently resigned. Can you tell us more about these smaller electric car companies and what's getting them in trouble overall?
I think it's important to look at the broader market where hype has so far been rewarded in this very rich environment for tech and startups. Mm-hmm. Capital is cheap. It's omnipresent. Tanya, we've talked about individual investors with these meme stocks, AMC and GameStop. So the echo chamber for claims of, say, in this case, a great EV truck combined with the ease of listing shares, it gets you quite a platform. The problem is, at some point, the story runs into tangibility. Show me. Where's the vehicle? Where are the reviews, mm-hmm. tests, peer review? And the company can only punt so many times on deadlines and everything, and especially with short sellers and skeptics putting out reports and stoking the fears.
Right. The electric car company, electric car markets overall are getting more competitive. What does the landscape look like for this market?
Tesla remains the dominator, the bellwether, the trendsetter. It's worth just under $600 billion. It has wait lists for its vehicles, fanboys left and right, the lead in battery and software range. And so anyone, Lordstown included, who wants to make a run at the king here needs to be willing to sustain losses. A lot of trial and error. Mm-hmm. Tanya, this is something that vexes very well-capitalized mm-hmm. automakers with decades and decades of experiences. So I think Lordstown is just a cautionary footnote at this point.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. As always, thank you.
As always, thank you.